Good morning. It is December 22nd. The year is 2020. This is your publishing house owner, Gregory Hillman, putting our spouses first and remembering our children. And each day we put out these reports for you with the intention of helping you to understand exactly what we're publishing about and how you can interface with that, or how you can take the ideas that are here, or you can even take whatever you want from any of our published works, because we're free to air, not just in audio, but in visual, in hard copy, and whatever you want. So what we're trying to do is expose the better ideas of others. And when they work with us, they're giving us information that we put out there internationally to people. And they're going to use it in whatever way they want. We can't control it once we put it out there. However, we do expect that you, as a moral person, as a human, that's mentally healthy enough to be moral, that you're going to treat us and our affiliates with the respect that they deserve when you use any of our material or copy our material or whatever it is that you do. So it's free to air. But if you use it in a way that is immoral or is intended to mock, poke fun of, put in a bad light, put in a false light, without being helpful in any way, then we do have affiliates who will help you to understand why that is immoral. So it sounds like Owen Schroyer does not want to see his grandma in a plastic cage. And I wouldn't want that either. I'm not a grandma, but as a human, I don't want to see our family or my spouse or our children while I'm in a plastic cage being tortured either. Right? It's unreasonable punishment. It's not reasonable to punish someone who's healthy and blame it on a Chinese military Bill Gates-funded virus. It's unreasonable to punish someone and isolate them in a plastic cage where they can't be with the ones who care for them and support them, which is not the nurses and not the doctors. I guarantee that. I know those people. If you want me to start mentioning those guys, I will. What I'm talking about is we need to be with our families, and there's nothing wrong with that, and that's totally natural and normal, and it's the reason why we're able to survive for generations, for millions and millions of years. Let's see. And even though we don't want to see our family while we are in that plastic cage either, we do want to see our family more than anything. And I'm sure Owen's grandmother wants to be with Owen and see Owen more than anything, just to know if he's alive or dead. So even if it's the pain from the shot and not from the vaccine, it is still potentially deadly when you fall or you have a seizure, if you do have an oversympathetic nervous system and you do get a shot that's unnecessary, and you do pass out and you do have a seizure because you have an oversympathetic nervous system, you may die. You may hit your head. You may not wake up. You may stop breathing. Your heart may stop, right? There may be all kinds of things that may happen. There may be a bunch of people that get around you, like nurses, and put you into a state of psychological distress when you come to. They may leave you on a cold, hard floor that's, you know, ripe with the feces of others. Who knows? All I'm saying is, don't say, oh, well, it's okay that she fainted because she's fainted before, and that's what happens when she gets shots. Don't give her a shot. If she faints when she gets a shot, don't give her a shot. Do everything else that you possibly can do before giving her that invasive shot. That's why the medical cartel doesn't care about nurses, right? I've been there. I've been the one that sells and buys nurses and sells them off to hospitals. I drug test the nurses. I look at their background and interview them and drive them around, pick up their kids when they screw up, the whole thing, right? And there's many people do that. The nurse pimps, right? Maxim Healthcare, traveling nurses. I know what they, if they care about them or not, and they don't care. They just want them for cheap. They don't even want to interview them or talk to them at all. And that's why they go through a nurse pimp. Because the medical cartel doesn't care. Oh, you get a seizure after you get a shot sometimes? Okay, let's give you a shot anyhow. You may die when you have that seizure. You may die when you pass out and conk your head on the floor. You may die if you don't conk your head on the floor. So, this time of year, we'd like to remember a great husband and a great father named Joe. And this Joe was medium build. I'd say kind of thicker, stronger in posture. And he worked on the InfoWars crew for some time. And Joe was at least the fairy tale says that Joe was driving in his SUV to and from work, got hit, and died. Very strangely. A lot of times we get in car accidents, we don't die. But Joe gets in a car accident in the metro area and he's dead from the InfoWars crew. And our support and offers of anything go out to Joe's family, especially Joe's children and Joe's wife. So if they need anything at any point ever, anywhere in the world, to contact us on Brax, or if we change, contact us there, but chat with us at Publish on the Brax app, and let us know how we can support the Left Behind family of Joe, who died in a mysterious SUV crash after working on the InfoWars crew, and still was working on the InfoWars crew when it happened. I'd like to remember Trang Garvin, who she's a Filipino mother, husband, and wife, who passed away almost a decade ago. Again, her name's Trang Garvin. She changed her last name because she got married in a real way to a United States citizen who's a musician here in the United States. He travels around and he sings and he plays guitar. And he still celebrates his spouse's wife, but he doesn't, he's not ready to talk about it yet, and that's fine. And we want to remember our children who are being reunited with both biological parents. See, Trang Garvin, the Filipino mother and wife, she never stole the children from their father. And Joe, who was on the InfoWars crew driving around in his SUV, he never stole the children from their mother. And he was working together with mom for their children, right? So our children are being reunited with both of their biological parents now. And remember, our great-grandchildren and the generations to come who will need a culture and a community to survive it. So when we're reunited, as we're being reunited now, it's not a temporary thing that lasts a week, like you might see on Dr. Phil, where the children that were stolen by a child abuser, a parental child abductor from Britain, you know, she stole three children from a guy in the United States, and then the guy from the United States got to see his children for about a week after they were adults. And that's not what we're proposing. What we're proposing is being with our family, our biological family and our children, and our parents, and our grandparents, and our aunts and uncles and cousins and everyone, every day, under the same roof as much as possible for generations to come. That's the type of culture and community that we'll be able to survive in. And other families will be as well. Because it takes a village to live better, but we have to start with the nuclear biological family. And that is our base for support. That's why Rome won the war, is because of the Roman family. It kept them stable. So check out the Verde Valley Amateur Radio Association, bvara.org. Check out Page Springs Living. Been looking for Peggy for a while, and we have an address that's associated with Peggy, who we haven't heard from. We used to hear from her every day, and she sounds great. We just love to hear from her, and we want to recognize this address with the intention of locating Peggy, not to know necessarily that she's alive, although we would like to know that she's alive. What we would like, ideally, is for her to be transmitting every single day on the Knobby Knee Net as Peggy Funk sees fit. If she doesn't want to, that's fine. But I think that she wants to. And the address again is 11390 East Harmony Lane. 11390 East Harmony Lane. If she needs a handheld radio or any devices delivered to her, we can arrange for that. We can also provide the devices and the other hearing devices to assist. All you need to do is chat with us on the Brax app. at publish, and that the Brax is spelled Bravo Romeo Alpha X-ray. That's brax.me, so it's brax.maryecho, and chat with publish, P-U-B-L-I-S-H. And let us know how we can assist in helping Peggy to transmit every day on the radio to what she considers her human family. Especially this time of year. And let's see. So if you're over... We're talking about the misuse of people, especially when it's taxpayer-funded. The way that we're going to hear people start misusing others going forward is through real medical problems. So, you know, maybe you have a medical problem that's a real one, you know, a real physical problem. Maybe it's a real mental health problem. Maybe you have a real mental defect. Maybe you don't. You know, whatever it is, the next attack is going to be on people with real medical problems. And these people have been neglected. There is solutions for many of these medical problems out there, like, you know, the diabetes problem where people have had shots for many years. There's been devices that will automatically deliver insulin when it's needed without shooting or anything. And that's been around for many years, and it's been kept from you through the medical cartel's corruption and the insurance provider's corruption and the Obamacare corruption and all of this. But for diabetics, you know, if you're over 125, 2 days in a row after you fast, then supposedly you're a diabetic, right? That's the definition some give for diabetes. You know, really it's the way that your pancreas is not able to regulate blood sugar levels through the use of insulin. And I'm not a doctor at all. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert. I am not even a journalist. I am just a publishing house owner that's trying to get this information out to my people that work with me because they need this to be able to do their jobs. So they're misusing the diabetics because that age group was brainwashed with some true, but also some false information as children with diabetes growing up, much like the hoax virus, right? Yes, there is viruses. Yes, viruses can be observed. And yes, we have seen viruses. And but, you know, and yes, there's things that we can do to prevent viruses, like getting good exercise and getting good social behavior, getting out in the sun. The social behavior helps us prevent viruses because social behavior is a preventative for an abundance or too much depression. It also helps us problem solve. And when we're able to be, you know, of course, we all have our ups and downs to some degree, but since we're not overly depressed, because we're getting our social interaction, we're able to do more for our lives and with our lives, to express our love and go to work and have fun, spend time with great friends. and they're misusing this age group. And the age group I'm speaking of is probably children now, all the way up to 60, 70 years old, whatever year it is that started giving children shots for diabetes. And certainly the shots were needed. Otherwise, these children would have lost limbs, eyes, you know, if gone untreated and their diabetes was that severe. Harm happened. And harm still happens to those people, even as seniors who have had diabetes, even diabetes simplex 2 have problems with their feet. I've had to help people even recently in Louisiana where they've had problems with their feet because of diabetes and neglect, and they're depressed because they're staying inside too much and not going out and getting that social behavior. So they start drinking alcohol too much or doing other even worse drugs than alcohol for them with even worse side effects because of that depression, because they're not getting that real social interaction with people that actually care about them, not just people that want to sell them something. So, you know, take a look at that. And we want to make sure everyone gets out there and listens to the first 20 minutes of the CEO of Dominion speak. Listen to the first 20 minutes of the CEO of Dominion. We don't predict the wind here. Here at your publishing house, we don't predict the wind. We don't predict what the corrupted will do to harm us, including very specific globalists. We are not in the game of prediction or future telling. What we're doing is when they brag, when these harmful, malicious, immoral people brag about what they're going to do to us before they do it, we tell you in your publishing house, and we have defense, which is you and your business and your better ideas. Right now, if you're getting kind of hungry, if you feel like you need something to eat, you've been sitting at your computer or listening on your device for too long, get out there to a restaurant that doesn't wear face diapers, where they don't make people wear face diapers. Their clients don't wear face diapers. Their staff don't wear face diapers because it's not healthy, and it's just used to have some kind of control over others. Oh, you better do this, and you better do this for a virus. It doesn't help the virus, right? The PCR test is completely invalid. We've shown this. So we don't predict the wind, but we will tell you what the wind has done before. Like, for instance, the wind every day may start at 430. Degrees, and it may build as the sun comes up to 8 knots, maybe even 10 knots. But once it hits around 12 knots every single day, except for a couple days a year, the wind clocks around to the right over to 440 and builds to at most gust up to 15. But holds steady more around 10 to 12. Certainly there's going to be some lifts and headers as this is happening. Those will be temporary, and those will tell you when to tack or jibe, depending on the leg of your race, but we don't predict the wind. If all of a sudden they say there's going to be Santa Anas and there's people blasting out. There's Santa Anas that are happening right now inland. There's Santa Anas happening. Hey, everyone, there's Santa Ana happening. We're not predicting that there's going to be Santa Anas. We're just telling you that there's others that are saying that this is happening. There's Santa Anas happening. So, and that's a change in wind, not going from 440 anymore, but coming from inland in most cases. Check out the former Green Beret, RAIKLIN. You can do that on Twitter if you want. And we do not suggest using Twitter. If you want, go to Brax, and we'll send you his information if you want it by chatting with us at the Publish account, and that's RAIKLIN. Former Green Beret. He's got a great concept here where Pence is not legally allowed to accept votes from the states that were disputed until there can be a real, you know, consensus that these votes are correct, right? And it's not his fault that they didn't do it right and that they cheated and that they messed up. And it's not our fault, the taxpayers, that they got to be, you know, recounted before they can be counted, you know, before the electoral votes can be cast. We really need to be able to make sure they're real. That concept makes sense. You know, we're still at war. We're killing humans in Syria and in Iraq and other parts of the world. Iraq, and this is something that a coalition of countries are doing. The United States is part of that coalition. We're still aborting children. How many children aborted so far this year? I think it's 46 million. We'll post those real numbers, not fake COVID numbers based on a fake test. Remember, the National Endowment for the Arts and arts.gov never helped me or any other real artist that I've ever met in my life. They're a taxpayer-funded scam. Real artists like myself and others, we create art. We don't need to be subsidized to do nothing. And our art, whether it's recognized in our lifetime or not, and it is recognized in most cases, is something that it's our responsibility to create art that others want and others seek out and others will pay for, trade for, and work with us because of our art. We don't need the National Endowment for the Arts. They're a scam. You guys have a great week. Again, it is Tuesday morning, December 22nd, the year is 2020. Help us to help Peggy transmit on the radio, once again, to her family, or what she sees as her family and those who care for her, as many people obviously do, expressed daily.